Something just showed up in the thread that doesn't exist about the Switch and the EXFIT driver of the Switch. And allow me to share some info. The Switch EXFIT driver is infamously fucking awful. In the sense that if software crashes while trying to access the SD card is going to be corrupted if it runs a file system in EXFIT. The big advantage of FAT32 is that it has two file allocation tables. So if one gets corrupted, there's always the backup file allocation table. So you can use that for recovery. But with EXFAT, if something goes fuck, then the entire SD card goes fuck. And with the shitty ass driver that Nintendo shipped with the Switch, it's just gonna fucking die as soon as something crashes. Now the cool thing is, why did you save that? I lost that image. Thank you. Okay, that aside. So the big drawback with EXFAT is that if you use the Switch for piracy, then you're probably gonna have one of those NAND copies to the SD card, right? And that means that as soon as something crashes while it's accessing the SD card, you're going to lose everything. Now, running legit software, saves are going to be in the onboard memory. So if the SD card gets corrupted, then it doesn't really matter. Meaning that the entire EXFAT thing is mostly an issue for pirates. So in a sense, it's a genius stroke from Nintendo in the sense that pirates get their saves corrupted. And legit customers just lose their games. That kind of sucks for pirates, doesn't it?